ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 36, The Lord in the Heart. Tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada srotavya kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Nrinam Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Nrinam Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Nrinam Tasmat sarvatmana rajan Hari sarvatra sarvada Srotavya kirtitavyascha Smartavyo bhagavan ninam Tasmat sarvatmana rajan Hari sarvatra sarvada Shatragirtitavyascha Smartavyo bhagavan ninam Sarvatmana rajan Sarvatra sarvada Srotavya kirtitavyascha Satavya bhagavan ninam Tasmat sarvatmana rajan Hari sarvatra sarvada Srotavya kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Ninam Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Matajis Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Sarvacha Sarvada Tavya Kirti Tavyascha Tavya Bhagavan Matajis Tasmat Matatmana Rajan Sarvacha Sarvada Tasmat sarvatmana rajan Hari sarvatra sarvada Srotavya kirtitavyascha Srotavyo bhagavan ninam Tasmat Therefore Sarva All Atmana soul, Rajan, O King, Hari, the Lord, Sarvatra, everywhere, Sarvada, always, Srotavya, must be heard, Kirtitavya, glorified, Cha, also, Smartavya, be remembered, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Ninam, by the human being. Translation, O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Purport. Srila Sukadev Goswami begins this verse with the word tasmad, or therefore, because in the previous verse he has already explained that there is no auspicious means for salvation other than the sublime process of bhakti yoga. The bhakti yoga process is practiced by the devotees in different methods, like hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshiping, praying, rendering service and love, becoming friendly, and offering all that one may possess. All nine methods are bona fide methods, and either all of them, some of them, or even one of them can bring about the desired result for the sincere devotee. But out of all the nine different methods, the first one, namely hearing, is the most important function in the process of bhakti yoga. Without hearing sufficiently and properly, no one can make any progress by any of the methods of practice. And for hearing only, all the Vedic literatures are there, compiled by authorized persons like Vyasadeva, who is the powerful incarnation of Godhead. And since it has been ascertained that the Lord is the supersoul of everything, he should therefore be heard and glorified everywhere and always. That is the special duty of the human being. When the human being gives up the process of hearing about the all-pervading personality of Godhead, he becomes victim to hearing rubbish transmitted by man-made machines. Machinery is not bad, because though the machine, one can take advantage of hearing about the Lord, but because machinery is used for ulterior purposes, it is creating rapid degradation in the standard of human civilization. It is said here that it is incumbent upon the human beings to hear, because the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are made for that purpose. Living beings other than human beings have no ability to hear such Vedic literatures. If human society gives itself to the process of hearing the Vedic literature, it will not become a victim to the impious sounds vibrated by impious men who degrade the standards of the total society. Hearing is solidified by the process of chanting. One who has perfectly heard from the perfect source becomes convinced about the all-pervading personality of Godhead and thus becomes enthusiastic in glorifying the Lord. All the great acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhava, Chaitanya, Saraswati Thakur, or even in other countries, Muhammad, Christ, and others, have all extensively glorified the Lord by chanting always and in every place. Because the Lord is all-pervading, it is essential to glorify him always and everywhere. In the process of glorifying the Lord, there should be no restriction of time and space. This is called Sanatan Dharma or Bhagavat Dharma. Sanatan means eternal, always, and everywhere. Bhagavat means pertaining to Bhagavan, the Lord. The Lord is the master of all time and all space, and therefore the Lord's holy name must be heard, glorified and remembered everywhere in the world. That will bring about the desired peace and prosperity so eagerly awaited by the people of the world. The word cha includes all the remaining processes or methods of bhakti yoga as mentioned above. Tasmat sarvatma rajan hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan rinam. O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Om Ajnana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So as Savas Prabhu was stating yesterday, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamod Dwaram Yositam Sangi Sangam, that by serving the Mahatmas, Mahat Sevam, Dwaram Ahur Vimuktas, the door to liberation, to transcendental life is open. Tamo Dwaram, but the door to hell is open. Yosita Sangi Sangam, by associating with the modes of material nature. We have the choice. Everyone is hearing, even the deaf, when the mayor makes his speech, they have the signing going on. Everyone is hearing, but we have a choice of who to hear from. Either we hear from the Mahats, the Mahatmas, or we hear from the Duratmas. If we hear from the Mahatmas, Shastra states, and we have experience, we become purified and we become happy and safe. But when we hear from the Duratmas, those that are not in knowledge, oh, we have no idea what our destination is. They had one cartoon I saw yesterday, and it had these men from outer space, little green men. And the one said, "I'm so nervous." And the other, the leader of the spaceman, said, "Well, get ready, we're up next." Idea being, so many calamities in this material world. So many crises. Birth, death, disease, old age, marching and rioting. So many difficulties. And it depends who one's listening to. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he was in the womb of his mother and she had taken shelter in the ashram of Narada Muni. And therefore Prahlad, even within the womb, was hearing the instructions and the prayers of Narada Muni. And although he was the son of the greatest demon, Hiranyakasipu, he was born as a Vaishnav because of hearing from Narada Muni, the great sage Narada. Narada would preach to so many, just like Dhruva Maharaj. He had left his family, gone to the forest because he wanted the kingdom from his father. And Narada Muni instructed him, and he heard, chant, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chant repeatedly, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he heard and followed the instruction. And he became himself so advanced in Krishna consciousness by hearing properly from Narada Muni and by executing Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yositam Sanghi Sangam. Because he heard from the proper authority. Therefore, one has to be very careful. In this material world, there are so many people claiming to be authorities, and they want you to hear from them and take their message. President, mayor, so-called spiritual leader. But devotees reject them all and only accept what the pure devotee has said. Only accept Mahatmas. Only accept Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives. And when we hear from that proper source, oh, there's peace and happiness. There's not confusion about what happens when one becomes diseased, how to stop disease. You can never stop disease. One little virus or little bacteria shuts down everything, and they're thinking someday it'll go away, or we'll make a shot vaccine that'll go away. Now they'll say, well, the vaccine won't get rid of it forever. We don't know. So the people are confused. Economy is stopped. They try to stop everything. But they'll never stop disease. Just like we'll never stop old age and death. Get rid of one virus, and another bacteria or virus is on its way. Not necessarily next month, maybe 6 months or a year or 2 years or 5 years. Another virus is coming. You can't get rid of disease. You can't get rid of old age. Oh, if you take this skin cream, then you won't look 60 anymore. You'll look 58. You'll really look young. You can't stop old age. I've tried. Can't stop it. And death. No one can stop death. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect you. Krishna wants to protect you, no one can harm you. No one can stop death. Death is there for everyone. The biggest, Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, what's the most amazing thing is that everyone is thinking, I'll never die. Of course, spirit soul never dies. But everyone is dying around them. And everyone is seeing that everyone is dying, but one's thinking, I won't die. You can't stop these things. Disease, death. So, Shastra says, no matter what the situation, just like when Srila Prabhupada first heard from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he argued that, well, now India is at the time, dependent nation. We're under the rule of the British. Once we get out of the British rule, then everything will be fine. If anyone's been to India, things did not change that much. The British rule was terrible, and the Indian rule, the self-rule, was terrible. Immediately, there was a revolution that the Muslims and the Hindus fought. Where do we put the demarcation lines? And the Hindus were sent here, and the Muslims were sent there, and they had to create new countries and new areas because someone was thinking, I'm a Muslim, and someone was thinking, I'm a Hindu. These are all upadis, designations. But the Shastra tells us, Sarvupadi Vinirmuktam Tatvaratmena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. That when one engages in devotional service, it's the beginning with hearing and chanting from the bona fide source. First thing is sarva upadi. One gives up all designations and tat paratmena nirmalam, and one's senses become purified. This is the result of hearing from the proper source. And the result of hearing from the improper source is catastrophic. The future of hearing from the improper source, oh, not good. People recently lost their businesses. Whoever had a business left, the riots came and tried to destroy their business. Just when things were opening up, so many catastrophes. And more catastrophes will come. Because this material world is dukkhayalam ashashvatam. Bhagavad Gita says, not to be pessimistic, not to be a downer, but this material world is temporary and miserable. One misery after another. Just like one thinks, well, I'll get married and that will solve all my problems and I'll live happily ever after. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, that's true. We won't comment. But basically speaking, Shastra states that a man and woman plan to increase their happiness and decrease their suffering by their union. But on the contrary, Bhagavatam states their unhappiness increases and their happiness decreases. Dukaya sukha mokshaya kurvati dampati kriya tato nivrittir apraptir dukasya cha sukasya cha. The happiness decreases and the unhappiness increases. That's the nature of this material world. And when we take shelter of the non-devotees, when we don't take shelter of the saintly person and engage in his service, hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have no other choice than to hear and chant the material world. Here's the proof of material nature. Sirens. Either someone's in a, what do you call, ambulance going to the hospital, or police are chasing something. Trouble everywhere, every moment, all day, all night, especially these days. So now more than ever, devotees have to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Take shelter of hearing Srila Prabhupada. Take shelter of pushing on the Krishna consciousness movement by chanting, dancing. I was at the post office the other day and Prabhuji, Brahmachari, I was bringing all the books, 16 boxes for the temples around the country that are sending out books where their fulfillment. And Prabhuji was from L.A., had 12, 14 boxes of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita being shipped out to people. Now is the time for people to hear. Who are they going to hear from? They can't hear from the Center for Disease Control. My brother works for the World Health Organization, and he told me, don't listen to us. He's been there for a dozen years as a medical man. Who are you going to listen to? Politicians? Are you kidding? One has to hear from the pure devotee and engage in their service and fulfill their mission. And then no matter what, bring on the aliens, bring on the next thing. I think yesterday was supposed to start the hurricane season. Or was it tornadoes? I'm not even sure. Hurricanes. They were supposed to devastate someplace. Some humongous hurricane is heading towards Mobile, Alabama, somewhere down there. No matter what's going on in this material world, it's not going to stop. Hurricanes are forever. in the material world. Tornadoes are coming. Riots are going to come. Disease is rampant. The next disease is coming. The next disease has already been mutated and is ready to roll. And they're not sure how to cure any of it. Therefore, devotees have to take serious shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the pure devotee. Hear his message faithfully and sincerely and fulfill his mission. And then no matter what's happening in this material world, no matter who becomes the next president, my God, no matter what disease, or if the disease comes back, they're saying, what is it that the second round of the flu season starts again in October. So just about the time when they think they're getting over it, the new flu season starts. With something else, maybe not Corona, maybe Aronia, who knows? They'll have a name. You can't stop this material world. Therefore, the devotees take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pure devotee. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Was that you at the post office? You didn't see me?
No, I didn't see you.